Well, a pleasure to bring Emily Nemens on the show. Emily is a writer, illustrator, and editor, and her first novel is The Cactus League. What better title than The Cactus League for where we are today? It's a terrific book. It's a baseball book, but it's also a book about people and people in baseball and the interactions of people in baseball. So, Emily, happy to have you on the show, and congratulations on the book.
Oh, thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
No, we're glad to have you here, and you've got a wonderful resume, the seventh editor of the Paris Review. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it's a literary quarterly now in New York. We've been New Yorkers for about 50 years or so. It's a fiction, poetry, interviews, art, comes out four times a year, the best of contemporary literature. And
wow,
so that's
beautiful.
The day job, and at night for, you know, most of the last 9 years, I've been whittling away at this book, The Cactus League.
Well, I'm anxious to hear about it. I've started to read it, and of course the first chapter is so descriptive of being in Arizona and Salt River Fields, and I had the feeling that I was walking right through the chapter with you. But tell us about The Cactus League and how it came about, and you're a great baseball fan, which you have to be to write a book like this, and a Mariner fan. But tell us about The Cactus League and how it came about, and a little bit why people should be interested in it.
Sure. The book is set in 2011, which is the year that Salt River Fields opened. And I have been going down to spring training for years and years and years since I was a little girl with my dad. And we always stayed in Scottsdale, despite, you know, going to Peoria and that being our home field. We were in Scottsdale watching the city grow and change and always enjoying spring training and the community that came together around the spring season. And I was just totally captivated by this community that really rose up every spring sort of out of the dust and the sun-baked mountains, and wanted to think about not just the athletes and the coaches that show up in Arizona, but all the people who have been waiting all year for this season, and started writing about that community and realized, you know, I don't have a bunch of individuals and their stories. I have a team and the story of a team and of a season. And that team is, I didn't want to get sued, so I made up a team called the Los Angeles Lions. They're not unlike the Dodgers and the Angels if there was a third prong to Los Angeles baseball. And they play at Salt River Fields and explore Scottsdale and think about how things have changed and how the city and also just the country was affected by the recession.
I love it. It's a great book. It really is. It's a lot of fun, and you got a great review in the Chronicle. Its many pleasures come from spending time with star left fielder Jason Goodyear and the others whose lives connect to the game, and from pondering how the dramas of everyday life and the imperatives of professional sports influence each other. That's a pretty good review.
I'd say so. I'll take it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was really fun to think about Jason Goodyear. He's, you know, the MVP, the All-Star, the Gold Glove on the field. He can do no wrong. But, of course, things go wrong in everyone's life. And the way the ripple effect when someone is the star of the team and so many people have invested in him, what happens when things go awry for Jason?
You know, it's funny you mentioned Jason Goodyear. Of course, Emily Nemens is with us. The book is called The Cactus League. Mike Trout is in the lineup today, and I swear, when I was thinking of you today and of Jason Goodyear and just reading a little bit about him as I'm getting into the book, I'm saying, hey, we got Mike Trout here today. He's a perfect Jason Goodyear, right?
Not dissimilar, you know. I'm interested in, well, every stripe of athlete, but I think those ones that are really high-performing and pretty quiet off the field are particularly interesting to unpack, right, and to see and imagine what could be going on under the surface.
Well, I'd love to know what Mike Trout thinks about. I'm telling you, he's a good Jason Goodyear. You got it. I like this. Let me ask you this. What demographic is the book pointed towards? Is it for young adults, any baseball fan? What was your thought in putting it together? Who are you aiming for?
I was aiming for two pretty separate audiences and hoping it could bridge the gap. Literary fiction for adults, people who, you know, read the book review and read the book reviews in the Chronicle and are excited about debut fiction and authors who are working on a craft level and thinking about the contemporary literature, but also for baseball fans and people who love storytelling around the game. You know, there's only maybe 5 or 6 innings of baseball described in the book. So don't hold your breath for, you know, the bottom of the ninth, although there is a ninth inning to be sure. But I wanted to sort of explore the world around these athletes and around the game and think about the players, but also the front office and the coaching staff and concentric circles out from there. So I think people who love the sport will really love the game. You know, several years ago when I had an early draft of this, I was looking for an agent in New York, a literary agent, and I sent it out to someone who called me the next day and said, I don't know what a leadoff is, but I love this book. And I thought, okay, so I have that literary community figured out, or I'm on the right track with that kind of reader. And then, you know, it's been a joy to share early drafts of the book with beat writers and people in the game and get their feedback, a few corrections, thankfully, but not that many, you know, and to get the endorsement and the support of people in the baseball community has been really a dream, because, you know, I've been a fan forever, but and did a whole lot of research, but I'm definitely operating from the stands on that side.
Well, you're very, very talented, very talented. Emily Nemens, the book is The Cactus League, and I was thinking about young adults, you know, even high school students, or, you know, people who could understand the intersections of life. And,
right.
And families and people. And I thought of, you know, my grandson and, you know, and people like that in the family. I said, boy, this is a good book for them.
This would, Marty, please give it to all your grandkids.
Three read, actually. Okay.
Well, there is a teenager, you know, one of the characters later in the book is a draft right out of high school, and he's 19 and shows up and is in Arizona and is so desperately out of his depth, and it's the first time he's away from home, and there are so many families in the book, you know, multi-generational conversations about what everyone's hoping for in spring and losing touch and getting back together. For any teenagers listening, I think that the rookie who's, you know, living on his own in a hotel for 6 weeks, he came with his Xbox and has probably rung up a $2,000 room service bill, if not three.
I like it. Very good. Yeah. Very good. Yeah, Noah's 14. I think these will be 14 April 29th. I think he's going to like this one. Hey, where does one get it? Of course, we have our independent bookstore in Montclair, The Book Tree. I'm going to tell David about it. But if someone wanted to get this book, The Cactus League, it's terrific, and you did a great job with it. Where would one get it?
Oh, thank you. Well, bookstores everywhere. I was just in San Francisco for a few days on book tour and signed a bunch of stock at Green Apple Books. And I think you can find it at pretty much every Barnes & Noble. I got the happy news. They just did a second printing. So people are finding it and buying it.
Well, congratulations. I know you worked many years on it, but to capture the essence of baseball and all the interactions and still the beauty of the green grass and being in spring training in the Cactus League, that's special too. So it's a good combination. Congratulations. It's a pleasure to have you on. Thanks, Emily.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, that is Emily Nemens, The Cactus League. So, as I said, The Book Tree up in Montclair, I'm going to have to tell David about it, get him to get it. Well, that was very good. I enjoyed having her on.